أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون.
In the previous ayah, we learned all the mashura, the consultation that Bilqis, the king of the queen of Saba, had with her chieftains and the people of her council, and she informed them that she will never take a decision after receiving the letter from Sulaiman alayhi salam without their consent and without consulting with them. They pledged their support to her for whatever decision she takes. She decided that she's going to test Sulaiman alayhi salam to see whether he is after empire, wealth, or he is indeed a prophet of Allah. So we spoke of the gifts that she had sent for Sulaiman alayhi salam. Magnificent gifts. And the messenger came in the court of Sulaiman, or the envoy. All those gifts, they came and presented it in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam. You can imagine the scene and the sight at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that moment, ayah number 36 of Surah An-Naml. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Then when the envoy came to Sulaiman, the carrier of all those gifts, he saw all the gifts in front of him, and what did he say? أَتُمِدُّونَ مِي بِمَالٍ. Do you wish to extend financial help to me? فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ. What Allah has given me, Allah has given me nubuwwah, Allah has given me prophethood, and the kingdom that Allah has given me. He says, فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, خَيْرٌ مِمَّا آتَاكُمْ. It's far better than what He has given you. So no matter what gifts they tried to impress me, He spoke that just one of the gifts were bricks, thousands of bricks and bars of gold that they had presented, and along with that, so many other gifts. He looked at all of this, and he says that what Allah has given me is way, way better than what He has given you. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ. He did not accept the gifts. What did he say? He says, take these gifts of yours and go and have it, enjoy it. You rejoice over it, and you go and express joy over it. Take it and use it up yourself. I do not have any interest towards these gifts. Irji' ilayhim, he said to them, go back. He said to the envoy, he said to the messenger, the one who came with those gifts, go back to them, go back to Bilqis and her people. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ. And then he threatened them. He says, we are now going to come to them. In the letter, I made a request that she should come with her entire community and with all her people, they should come to me in submission. But now she's trying to bribe me with these gifts. So he said to them, he said that I am now going to march against them. بِجُنُودٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. With such forces that they will never be able to face, they will never be able to put up resistance against the forces that I will march with towards the empire and towards the kingdom of Saba. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّةً وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. And we will expel them from the city and the kingdom of Sheba. We will expel them from Yemen, أَذِلَّةً, humiliated, وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ, while they are disgraced. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. بِالْقِيسَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, when she heard, because it was all a test, and she realized that this man, Sulaiman alayhi salam, is more than a king. He's not after empire, he's not after wealth, he's not after my kingdom. But he is much more than a king. It seems that he is indeed a prophet of Allah. So she decided that she will now move, and she will proceed, and she will take her people, and they will march towards Sulaiman alayhi salam to fulfill the request and to meet with him. She exited from her kingdom with 12,000 chieftains, and every chieftain was commanding 100,000 men. A huge force, huge force. The entire force that she had, her entire kingdom, and it shows what a powerful woman she was. And as they were marching towards the kingdom of Suleiman alayhi salam and to come to the court of Suleiman alayhi salam, from a distance, Mufassirin explained, it was a distance of about 3 miles. From a distance, Suleiman alayhi salam saw dust rising up into the atmosphere. And when he asked the people that what is this, and they went to it inspect, they realized that it is Bilqis alayhi salam. She is coming and she is proceeding with her forces and with her entire community and people to come to the court of Suleiman alayhi salam. So Suleiman alayhi salam, he wanted to impress her by allowing her to witness a miracle from the many miracles of Allah, so that she is convinced, because she was not yet Muslim, but he really wanted to impress her through a miracle of Allah, so it's easier for her to accept Islam and come into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did he ask his chieftains, what did he ask those around him and those who were at his service? He said to them, قال يا أيها الملأ, he says, O courtiers, أيكم يأتيني بعرشها, who from amongst you will bring her throne to me, will bring her throne to me. She had a powerful, magnificent throne, Bilqis. So he said to those around him, he said, who will bring her throne to me, قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ, before they come to me in submission. 3 miles away. 3 miles away from the court of Suleiman alayhi salam. Yemen was thousands of kilometers away. And he says, I want the throne to be here in my court, the throne of Bilqis. And the throne, why did he ask for the throne to be brought? Because the throne is the most prized possession of any king or queen. And the throne is kept in the most secure and the most safe part of the kingdom. The throne is something that not even the courtiers of the king and the people of the kingdom have access to. So Suleiman alayhi salam wanted that possession of her, that part of her kingdom, her most prized part of the kingdom that only she has access to, that only she can sit on, that only she can rule from. He wanted that to be brought in front of her eyes, so that she can witness a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made this request to those, his assistants and his aid, and those around him. So he says, who will bring the throne of Bilqis to me before they all come to me in submission? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ, one of the jinnis by the name of Ifrit. Ifrit, one of the servants of Suleiman alayhi salam. We explained that how Suleiman alayhi salam had control over the jinn kind even. So the Ifrit, Allah says, Ifrit is no ordinary jinn. He was a very powerful. The Ifrit, among the jinn kind also, you have different categories and you have different types. Ifrit of the jinn is one of the superior type of jinn. He came forward and he says, O Suleiman, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ, I will bring it to you. قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ, let alone before they come to you. I will give it to you before you stand up. Before you can stand up from your place, that throne will be brought and it will be stationed and fixed right before your eyes. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ, and he says, look, I have the power to do it. I am the Ifrit of the jinn. I am the superior one amongst the jinn kind. So I have all the power to do it. أَمِينٌ, I am trustworthy. Meaning this is a mission that you can trust me with. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ, another member from those present in the court of Suleiman alayhi salam, Allah has not given his name. Allah has given a description of him. He said, الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ, Allah has described him as the one who had the knowledge of the book. So he was not a jinn kind. He was a human kind. And Allah bestowed him with a lot of knowledge, especially the knowledge of al-kitab, the kitab of Dawood alayhi salam, what was the Zabur, known as the Psalm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this particular personality. And he was a great alim, a great scholar. Some have given his name as Asif ibn Barkhiyah. You might have heard the name Asif ibn Barkhiyah. Asif, the son of Barkhiyah. Some said he was the cousin of Suleiman alayhi salam. Nevertheless, he was a very great alim and scholar. He said to Suleiman alayhi salam, and what was unique about him is he had knowledge of al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah. What is al-ism al-a'zam? Al-ism al-a'zam is that name of Allah that whenever you use it and you make dua to Allah using that name, your dua is definitely answered. So he had the knowledge of al-ism al-a'zam. Not everyone has the knowledge of al-ism al-a'zam, and not everyone knows al-ism al-a'zam. So because he had the knowledge of al-ism al-a'zam, what did he tell Sulaiman alayhi salam? He says, O Sulaiman, ana atika bih. I'll bring it to you. I'll bring her throne to you, qabla an yartadda ilayka tarfuk, before you can even blink your eye. Before blinking your eye, that arsh, as powerful as it may be, it will be right, fixed, and positioned before you. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ Because Sulaiman alayhi salam could even answer, he saw the throne in front of him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ When Sulaiman alayhi salam saw it, he saw the huge and magnificent throne of Bilqis alayhi salam, مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ Fixed and positioned right next to him. Fall again. Sulaiman alayhi salam, whenever he realized the bounty of Allah, we learned time and again, what did he do? He immediately turned to Allah and he attributed it to Allah. So here once again, he realizes the great bounty of Allah. Allah has given him the ability to perform such miracles. So immediately قال, he says, هذا من فضل ربي. This is from the grace of my Allah. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with what I have control over. It has nothing to do with my knowledge. It has nothing to do with my position. It has nothing to do with my empire. This is purely and only the grace of Allah. Look at what bounties Allah has given Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sometimes we enjoy little power, we enjoy some small bounty, we enjoy some little ni'mah, some position of authority, and we feel that this is me and this is who I am and this is what I have. Look at what Sulaiman alayhi salam has given. Yet every ni'mah, every bounty, he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي What does he say? This is from the grace of Allah, because Allah wants to test me. Allah wants to test me. We often hear people say, and there's a famous saying, that every test is a blessing. Every test is a blessing, because every test has the potential to bring you closer to Allah, and every blessing is a test. Every blessing is a test, because every blessing has the potential to take you away from Allah. So, he says that, look at this grace. And then he says, لِيَبْلُوَنِي Allah has given me all of this to test me. To test me. أَشْكُرْ Will I be thankful? أَمْ أَكْفُرْ Or will I be ungrateful? So that's why Allah gives you what He has given you. Whatever it is that Allah has given you, in whatever form, Allah is testing you through it to see whether you will be grateful to Allah and use it in a way that pleases Allah, or whether you will be ungrateful. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ And look what he says. Woman shakara, whoever makes shukr, this is very important. Very, very important. Woman shakara, whoever gives thanks to Allah, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي His thanks is only benefiting him. It doesn't benefit Allah in any way. Whether you give thanks to Allah or not, it doesn't bring about any additional value to Allah. Or it brings no benefit to Allah. If you give thanks to Allah, you do not give thanks to Allah. If someone does not give thanks to you for something you have done for them, you are hurt by that. You are hurt by that. And when somebody does thank you, you become happy. But with Allah, He says, if you give thanks to Allah, it does nothing more to Allah. All it does is it is a source of benefit for your own self. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ And whoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ Allah is independent. Allah does not need the shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind and generous and honorable. May Allah grant us the understanding.